Okay, there was this king called Janashruti. There was this king called Janashruti in a beautiful town called Pratishthanpura on the banks of the river Godavari. Okay, and this king, he was loved by everyone, and he used to do yajnas every day. The yajnas were so powerful that the smoke of that yajna would go to the heavenly planets. There is a Nandanvan garden in heavenly planets, and there are Kalpavriksha trees. Those trees' leaves used to be burnt by this smoke. That is how he used to do. And when he used to give charity, it was like when the clouds give rain so much, no? Like that, so much charity he used to give. And this king, Janashruti. And because of his pious activities, even the demigods wanted to come to Pratishthanapura. Pratishthanpura, this place, it's on the banks of Godavari River. So one day, they all, and the fields were full of crops, and which were not disturbed by the six types of rodents. And he was digging wells and lakes for the welfare of citizens. So the demigods were so pleased with him that they took a form of a swan. You know swan?
Yes.
So they all took a... So they took a form of a swan and they were flying towards this place, Pratishthanpura. In that there was one swan called Bhadrashrava. Bhadrashrava, that swan, he was going ahead. So all the other swans said, why are you going ahead? You don't know this king is so powerful that just by his desire he can kill his enemies. So that Bhadrashrava said that, is he more powerful than the great sage Raivaka? So then this words of Bhadrashrava, it went into the ears of the king. What is the name of the king?
Bhadrashrava.
No. Bhadrashrava is a swan. The name of, the name of the king.
Janashruti.
So it went into the ears of Janashruti. So this he heard in the terrace of his palace. So he got down from there. He went and sat in the throne very peacefully. And then he told to his ones who were serving him, his name was Maha. He told that, can you please go and find out where this sage Raivaka is there? Where does he stay? So on the order of the king, Maha took a chariot and he went to, Kashi. So there is Lord Vishwanath's temple. And that Vishwanath's temple, it is there for the welfare of everyone. And from there, he went to Gaya, the place called Gaya. So there, that place, if anybody goes, he is freed from his cycle of birth and death. Then from there, then he went to Mathura. Mathura is the birthplace of Lord Krishna, very purifying. It's just written, mentioned, he went in the chariot. So then, see, when the chariot driver of the name Maha heard the king's instructions, he became very happy and left immediately. That's all is mentioned. So then he went, and then he went to Mathura on the banks of which river?
Yamuna.
Yes. Ganga is on bank, which place is on the bank of Ganga? Which holy place? So like this, he went to all this place, and in Mathura, you know, inside if you go, then there are 12 forests of Vrindavan. He went to all these places, and then after that he went to a place called Kashmir. Say Kashmir. And over there was this white place. It was very shining. And over there it is said that even the persons who were foolish, they appeared like demigods. Because of so much yajnas were going on. So because of that they were appearing like that. And then after that he saw that there was a Shivalinga. The name of the Shivalinga is Manikeshwara. And everybody was worshipping Lord Shiva there. And the king of that place, he defeated many other kings. And he came there and he was worshipping Lord Shiva. And because he was worshipping that, even his name was Manikeshwara. The same name based on the Shivalinga. And just outside that temple, there was a gate, and just near the gate, there was one sage sitting, and that was sage Raivaka. So this, all this while, who was searching for Raivaka?
Maha.
So he searched, he went and he offered obeisances. Now he saw, according to the king's definition, this is the person. So he fell at his feet, and then he was asking him that, why are you sitting here? I mean, so he said, the sage said, I'm very satisfied, I'm very happy where I am. And he showed him how peaceful he was. At that time, Maha, he went back again all the journey to meet his king. He has to go and tell his king, you know, about, that's why he had come. So then he went and told to Raivaka, to the king, what is the name of the king?
Janashruti.
He went and fell, offered obeisances to him, and he told about sage Raivaka, that how he is and all, about everything what happened. So then the king, he ordered, and in the chariot he took many invaluable gifts. Because king knows so many, when a king goes to see a sage, naturally he goes a lot of gifts. Took all the gifts and he went to see all invaluable gifts, and he will be there now. So then he took all those gifts and he went, and all were placed in front of sage Raivaka. Sage Raivaka said, you foolish king, I don't want all these things. Take all this and keep in your chariot. So then King Janashruti, he removed all that and he fell at the feet of sage Raivaka. He said, how is this that you are so renounced? No, but if you get, now suppose if I get a plate of diamonds and plate of gold and silver and all these things, what we will do? He said, come, sit down. No, isn't it? But he said, you get out from here. So then he said, how is this you are so renounced? At that time, the Raivaka said, because I chant the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. Because every day I recite the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So that is why I have these powers. And then this king, he heard the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita from that sage. And after that, immediately a flower plane came from Vaikuntha. And the sage went to Vaikuntha. And this king also used to recite every day sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And he got service at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And this story which I am telling you, this is told by Lord Vishnu to Mahalakshmi in the Gita Mahatmya. So the Lord says, whoever chants sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, first of all, whoever hears this story will become liberated. And if you sing this sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you will get the service at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Okay, so this is the glories of sixth chapter. So now we will recite, 1 minute.
अथ श्री भगवान वाच अनाश्रित कर्म फलम कार्यम कर्म करोति यः ससंन्यासी च योगी च न निरग्निर्न जाक्रियः यं संन्यासमिति प्राह योगं तं विद्धि पांडव न ह्य संन्यस्त संकल्पो योगी भवति कश्चन